Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word 60 Radio. This is Word 60 Radio for Monday, December 6, 2010. And I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at you live from Kansas City, as we'll always do. We got a fantastic show for you this evening. We have Miss Toisha Shaw coming on tonight. She's going to be discussing her upcoming events as well as her novel. So we're going to sit back and relax and enjoy. I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at you today on this Monday, December 6, 2010. And we have a great show this evening, and we have our special guest that will be coming on here shortly. But before we get to her, we're going to give you a little bit of admin notes on things that we got coming up on Word 60 Radio. We also want to let you know that if you want to call in to speak to our guest today, the number is 347-215-8539, and it is Word 60 Radio and Grown Folks Radio, and that's what we talk about, grown folk things on this show as well. Also, want to let some people know out there that if you're an author or a poet and you're interested in coming on Word 60 Radio, I put out some information on Facebook today that you can call in this number here, 347-215-8539, or you can contact me on urbanerotic@gmail.com, and we will definitely like to see if you can be on the show. The only requirement is that you have to have at least one book published before you can come on the show. Sorry for those who don't have the books published yet. We definitely have to have something that we can talk about, and that's the reason why we require that. And as we go forth in the show, I'm going to bring our special guest on. Her name is Ms. Toisha Shaw, and she is the author of the novel High Stakes, and she's going to be coming on and she's going to be talking with us. And we're going to ask that if you have any questions, to please call in the number 347-215-8539. Miss Shaw, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
How are you? Sounding all sexy on the
fine.
Phone there.
I'm trying to get into the mode.
Well, you should. You don't have to work too hard because you're already kind of there. Okay. So how are we today?
I'm fine. I'm doing really well, and just finally slowed down from touring, for my book and stuff, to, happily write again. So I'm working on my second piece of work.
All right. Well, that's great. So I know we'll get into that a little later, but right now, just so that the audience can get a chance to have an idea of who you are, can you kind of just give us a little information, a little background, and what got you started in the literary game?
Of course. My name is Toshia Shaw, and a lot of people...
Yeah, because I know I said it wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just said That's okay.
Okay.
I'm the author of my debut, which is High Stakes. Also, I have been writing ever since I was 7 years old, and
really?
I knew at seven that I wanted to be a novelist. So it wasn't even a question at that age. I knew. I read my first book, I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings, and that was it. I told my mom, I said, I want to be a writer, nothing else. And, of course, life took me all down and through there. And, of course, I just became a novelist this year. But, it's always on God's time.
You've been around for a long time. You're
only
21. What are you talking about?
See, that's
anyway.
What I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to act like you've been around for a long time or something. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, we ain't going to go there.
All right, I got you.
So I don't even want to go talk about no age or nothing like
Girl,
that.
Girl, you are sexy. What do you mean
it?
You want to feel sexy? What are you talking about? Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, let's keep going. So anyway, my nickname around the web is Writing Addict because I love to write. And I'm a lock blogger, a natural hair blogger, and that's well known. And I started a nonprofit called Purple Wings Organization for at-risk girls in Las Vegas, and that's taken off. So that's just a little bit about me.
Okay, well, how did you get into the game? I know you said you've been writing and you always wanted to write. So what started you, and how did you come up with High Stakes?
Man, you know what? Everybody, they trip out when I tell them that High Stakes actually started. I wrote High Stakes back in the year 2001.
Okay,
and that book is still relevant now in 2010.
Can I believe that?
Yeah, so I love that people always, they're like, what, 2000? Yeah, I wrote it back in 2001. It took me about a year to write. I say a year. Of course, I banged it out in like 6 months, but it took me a year to perfect it and get it to where I wanted it. I live now in Las Vegas, Nevada, but prior to that, I lived in Las Vegas. I took a detour. I lived in Las Vegas, and then I moved to Atlanta, then later to Memphis, and now I'm back in Las Vegas. And Las Vegas has a different culture. I mean, I don't even have to tell you. We're known as Sin City. So this is a place of where anything goes. I mean, we have brothels.
You heard what she said. She said Sin
anything
City.
Goes.
I forgot to warn you about that sounder. Whenever you say something seductive or something, you know you're going to get that. So, go ahead.
So Las Vegas, oh, my God. I mean, you step up in this place, it's an adult playground.
Really?
I'm
even though they try to make it, even though they try to make it a family outing with the new stuff they got around there, it still has that adult flavor. Like you said, the brothels and everything are still around, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to clean up the image or whatever, and they have been for the past few years. But everybody knows that this is an adult playground. I mean, we don't even have to talk about the commercials that come out. What goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
Everyone knows that. I mean, people come here from the world over for their bachelorette and bachelor's parties to have their last hurrah.
Wow.
I mean, you walk down the strip and you have all types of pornography littered on the ground and thrust in your hand. They don't give a rat's behind if you have kids walking with you. Or,
you can cuss on the show if you want to. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, they don't care.
it's It's grown folks radio, so whatever you want to say, you can say. If you want to say shit, ass, fuck, whatever, it's fine.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay. Because I do have a potty mouth. Most people know that.
That's okay. That's okay. Now, I'm looking at my switchboard, and I see another number, and I'm going to take a chance to see if this is a caller or if this is our other guest that's coming on the show.
Oh, wonderful. Cool.
Caller, are you there? Hello? Okay, there must be just someone that's listening. Hello? All right, we'll just keep going forth then. All right, so yes, you said that Las Vegas, as we all know, is the Sin City, and it's the place that's full of sex. And I don't know about you, but I love sex, so I'm surprised I don't live in Las Vegas. But anyway, so you were leading up to high stakes. Now, does high stakes have anything to do with the lifestyle of Las Vegas?
It does. Actually, High Stakes talks about three ladies who ventured from, they're all transients, okay? They're not natives of Las Vegas, but they find their way here. And they all wind up working in the same strip club. And yeah. And so
I love that. Keep going.
And again, our strip clubs are different. Our strip clubs are different. They ain't like the Dirty South where you're going to get mucho ass clapping and, you know, all kinds
of that, huh?
No, you're not going to get the fireworks.
King of Diamonds
out
is like.
That's different. You're just not going to have that. They're selling a fantasy here.
So are you telling me that there's no touching and none of that stuff there in Las Vegas?
No. Well, I'm sure there is, because you can always have that one.
But no ass clapping, though? I mean, you know,
all I've seen is just kind of twirling around a little bit and throwing a whole whipping hair back and forth. And they put on a real show. They put on costumes. They put on real shows. But, of course, you've got those other clubs that, you know, just straight
so
up.
So it's more of a burlesque type deal in Las Vegas,
yes,
is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, because like you said, the Dirty South, they do it up, and especially King of Diamonds, you know, that's known for its activities. And so these women are in the burlesque type strip club business.
Yes, they are. Okay. And then you have one who gets out, and she follows her dream to become a chef. However, she meets a nice gentleman. He's in real estate, when the real estate was really good, and he's well off, so she doesn't have to work in that industry anymore. However, she treats her friends like dirt because they still do. All of a sudden, she's a different person. You always got that one friend who will change who they are upon meeting the kind of guy that she wants to be down with. And so the turn events go from there. Like how much high stakes? Go ahead.
Well, the question I have, you know, and always everybody I'm sure asks you when they see your book, and of course when they get it, is how much of it is the truth, or how much is anybody in there, any characters, anyone based off of your experiences or anything?
Yeah, it's a lot of truth involved. However, it's a work of fiction, so you know I don't ever have to say who, what, when, or where. Number one, I ain't trying to get sued.
right.
And number two,
I guess the question is, are you in the book? You know, because I get that question, too, in my book.
Oh,
so,
I know.
Are you in the
I
book? And, you know, everybody's going to ask you, are you one of the girls?
Yeah, I get that a lot, but I do get it a lot from men trying to figure out.
I'm not trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to get the fans that are listening an idea of what's going on, because, I mean, you're a nice person, and if you were, even if you did do that, so what? I mean, that's life. You know, people go through things and to get to where they got to go to, and if that's what it took for you to get to where you are now, then, hey, you're a beautiful person now, so it doesn't matter. But my thing you know, a lot of people, and we know as authors, people ask us how much is used. It's too true. They think that fiction can't be written. That's what it is. Fiction is supposed to steer you that way.
You know, I'm not trying to talk about nobody else, but good Lord, I didn't have to go through all the stuff that went on in that book. I mean, drama is wonderful, especially for fiction, and my mind works like that. I've been told, when is this going to be turned into a movie? I mean, this is straight a movie. And so my mind turns like that when I'm writing. So not to deflect from your question, so yes, it's a little bit of me sprinkled throughout that book, but, you know.
But it should be, because you're the author. Of course, some of the things that you've written doesn't necessarily mean that you did those things, but
right.
your personality and things in that character, I'm sure when you created your characters,
mm-hmm.
there's some things in there that you've probably seen or, you know, even experienced yourself that you may have threw into the characters, and that's a good way to answer it sometimes when you, you know, because a lot of people are like, well,
yeah.
well, who are you? Are you, which girl are you? Did you do the
mm-hmm.
guy? Or, you know, which girl are you doing? Or do you know these people? You know, I get that all the time. But,
well, how about the, what qualifies you to write something like that? I get that a lot. Like, you
really?
Look like such a sweet person. Like, how would you know? I'm like, well, have you never been with your man to the strip club? Have you never
oh.
went with some
Ooh.
Friends?
Ooh,
you need to add
tell.
Spice
do
in
tell.
Your life. You know, these women, they kill me.
Really?
Absolutely
they,
kill me,
so you,
you know.
So you've been to the strip club with your man?
I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Because
it's
a wonderful. Lot of women don't want, a lot of women don't do that. And if I had a woman that wanted to do that, that'd be great. I mean, you know, it's. I think it's a good outing and some. It's fun, you know. Of course, everybody who does that, I guess they think they got to be, you know, into the women or whatever. I mean, you know, there's lots of reasons why people do things. And doesn't mean, you know, I just get tired of people trying to judge you for your actions and stuff that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And like they don't have anything wrong with them, you know.
Right.
We know that they're doing stuff.
Thank you.
Right.
Like they never had. They like, you done something to get them cheering. Okay.
Exactly. Or the ones that are in church now that weren't in church last week or was in church last night, but was in the club last night but in church today,
mm-hmm.
you know, we get those kind of people as
yeah.
well. So,
yeah.
So you said you've been touring. Where have you had a chance to go and do book signings for your book?
My most memorable is when I came out to Kansas with you guys. It was absolutely awesome.
Oh, really, when you came to Kansas City. Okay.
Oh, that was so fun, meeting like-minded individuals. We had a blast. But I have been to Atlanta. Of course, I went home to Memphis,
right.
L.A., so Louisiana. So it's been great.
Well, you know, I was happy to meet you, and you came straight to me, and you said hello to me first, and you recognized me, in which I was glad that you were
mm-hmm.
able to recognize me as an author and say, hello, how are you? And you didn't have your nose in the air, but I appreciate that. Because you know how sometimes some people they think they've arrived, I guess, and they start acting a certain way, and we had some that was there like that. But you know,
mm-hmm.
I do this for the fans. I do this for the people that like to read, and it's not about me. You know, yeah, I mean some of it is, but it's not the complete. I mean, I wouldn't have nothing if it wasn't somebody reading it. So
right.
that's why I try not to treat people or even other authors. I mean, it's enough work out there for everybody that we can get out
mm-hmm.
there and everybody can read all our stuff. I mean, it doesn't have to be just your book is the only one that's
mm-hmm.
selling and mine's not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of people think that. So.
Well, thank you.
I don't know.
And I've been through a lot of stuff this year. It's been a humongous learning experience. I graduated finally this year with my MBA in business, and I've been able to use it. Thank you. I've been able to use it and make some good moves, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, but it's, you always have to, you know, you can't come into this business thinking you know everything.
Right.
You need to be able to listen, but also you need to have a discerning spirit to know who to listen to. You also need to be able to be open and be able to adapt to change and just
right.
find your market and work it. So what might work
right.
for Snap ain't going to work for Tashia and vice versa.
Exactly.
You have
exactly.
to research.
And that's good. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have to do, and you're right about that. You know, everybody has to get themselves out there because, as we know, even if you were a major publishing company, you still have to market yourself because you have to get the brand out, which is you. And a lot of times people think the book is the brand, and that's not the case because the book's lifestyle or lifespan,
mm-hmm.
I should say, is probably not more than a year, if that. I mean, you have to be able to bring out stuff, like you said, and bring out a quality work and
mm-hmm.
be able to, you know, sell you as the author. And when people pick up books, just like when they see other authors that are out there like Zane, for example, her name might be on a book, and she may not have written the book, but because it has presents her brand is out there that tough that people will pick up the book and buy it. So that's what we have to work on, and that's what we have to do as authors is to get our names out there so that people will recognize our name. That way, when they
mm-hmm.
see something with our name on it, they'll pick it up
and hopefully
they'll support.
We have some people on my Twitter asking questions, and they're listening to us right now. Thanks, guys.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to shout out Sonny Inkster. So Sunny Inkster on Twitter, what's up? I'm shouting you out, boy. So
okay.
They're enjoying. I got someone saying they like the show. They like the raciness. Cool.
All right. Well, that's great.
Awesome.
Well, you know something? I really appreciate you because we do this show for you, the fans, and it's not because I
that's
just want to get
right.
on here and just have some fun, even though I do. I love the show, and I love doing it, and I love having these great authors on the show and people that are doing something with their life and trying to go forth in their writing, and that's what it's
mm-hmm.
about. And what is the question that they have?
They just wanted to know. I guess they didn't hear when you said, how do you get on the show if you're an author and this person isn't an author? Okay.
Okay,
how
well, I can go ahead and say that again.
Okay.
Well, first of all, they can write me, if they have a book that's been published, they can write me at urbanerotic@gmail.com and let me know the information, give me the bio and give me information on the book. And a lot of times I like to get the book from the author as well so I can kind of have done some research on the book and read it, kind of got an idea so I know what to talk about on the
right.
show.
Right.
So if you are an author that's been published, self-published, or we call independent publishing, or if you're with a major company, that's fine. It doesn't matter. We would love to have you on the show, but you have to contact me that way. And I'm doing my bookings right now for that for the year. That's the reason why they probably and they heard me say that when I first started. So if you're interested as well, you can call in too and call me at 347-215-8539 here at Word Sexy Radio, and you can also ask our guests some questions as well as me. So
I'm ready for the questions.
yeah, we want to get some questions, but I'm going to ask you. I know you're probably tired
okay.
of me asking, but I'm going to ask
no,
you.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm looking
but,
for.
You know, I'm glad that you're in the writing business. Can you kind of give us a little info on what it is that you're working on now? You don't have to tell us the whole thing because I know you want to keep it for when you come back on the show when it comes out. So, because you definitely got to come back on when it comes out.
Awesome.
What are you working on now?
Actually, my new title or my new piece of work is called Saving Sam. And knowing that I was in the military for 7 years, not several, but 7 long years, 7.5 years, this
wow.
is just drawn from some of my experiences while in the military, but also talking about just going through the motions of a young lady who lost her husband over in the Iraq War and Afghan War. So it's kind of like an ode to the soldiers right now, and it's just a work. It's a piece of fiction, but it just talks about this woman, and we walk through her being from the time she's being notified of her husband's passing, all the way up to her healing. So a lot of events take place, a lot of unexpected events take place. So I'm really, really excited about this next piece of work.
Wow, that sounds really good. I know you're gonna go out and tour on that one as well, I'm
sure.
Oh,
my God, yeah. And I'm really, really interested in hitting up the bases because, I mean, that's something you take in your heart forever once you've been in the military and you're a soldier. Once a soldier, always a soldier. So.
Yeah, I know that one. I did 22 years in the Army, so I definitely understand what you mean by that. And and you know, we give our time, and a lot of people don't understand sometimes what soldiers go through. And I appreciate you doing that, and your time that you spent in the military as well.
Thank you
for your service. So, but if people wanted to get you to come out and do like a book signing, or if they wanted to get your books, how can they get those?
Okay, well, you can definitely go online, of course. It's everywhere online that they sell books. You can definitely go to ToshiaShaw.com if you want an autograph signed book. If you want it signed by me personally, I will send it out with no shipping charges, so that's awesome. But, of course, Barnes & Noble's, Amazon.com, it's a Nook book now. It's on any e-reading device. So, and that's one of my most exciting things right there. I love that, being able to just download the book and read it right then.
Exactly. And you know something, I think you was the one that hit me on that because I got all my books now on Nook right now, and I appreciate you because you didn't have to tell me. But see, that's the thing that I'm talking about. A lot of authors need to help each other because we're all in this together. It's enough out there for everyone, and I can't say that enough where, you know, I don't understand why some people feel that, you know, it's just like the crab game, and, you know, I don't understand why they have to hold you down because, you know, it's enough. If they read your book, they'll read mine. They can read the next one and give them something to read. They don't have to just read you and that's it. I mean, you know, give everybody a chance. And I think and I thank you for passing that information on because, like I said, without you and your info, I probably wouldn't have books on Nook right now. So I thank you.
Oh, cool. Definitely. I mean, I'm always trying to good look at it out. I mean, my thing is, I really don't have time to hold in. I don't have time to go look at what anybody else is doing and then trying to prevent them from getting, because the time I'm taking on them, I could be using on myself.
Exactly.
Furthering my agenda. And I just think, and another thing is, if I found out the information, what makes me think that somebody else won't find out the same information? I mean, just pass them on, they're going to find out anyway.
Exactly.
I think it's really ignorant to try to keep other people down instead of just, we can all do this together. We need to push literary things. We need to push more reading,
especially,
and get off of TV.
Exactly, especially
computers.
For our community, our avenue, our community, our African-American community definitely needs to do that. Because like they said in the past, it's always been, if you want to hide something from us, you know, you just put it in a book and we would not.
Hello,
and,
that's
and,
the
and,
truth.
So, I mean, even if it is fiction or whatever it is, you should read and get yourself, exercise your mind and use your imagination and read these books and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, just find out. Even if it isn't fiction, if you want to read nonfiction or whatever, you should be able to get out there. And there's many things to read and you know, you can go forth, and it helps in your education. It helps you to be a better person, to be knowledgeable, and reading does that. So we definitely want people to get into that, and please do. You know, yeah, we want you to support us, but we also want you to go out and just read for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, we are definitely glad that you gave that information. But like I said, you know, I've been looking forward to having you on the show. I was kind of looking at some of your stuff that you've been doing on Facebook and everything. But, you know, and you're doing this book. So, and you were talking about possibly, are you thinking about doing a screenplay? Because, I mean, you know, you can do that.
Well,
screenplays
are
easier to write than a novel, basically.
It takes no time. I have a screenplay that I co-wrote with a poet, a fellow poet and author. Her name is Treasure Williams. She's, like, freaking awesome. And we're hoping to do something with that probably possibly 2012, but because 2011 is dedicated to saving Sam and to also furthering getting high stakes in more readers' hands. But 2012, that is like my long-term goal as far as getting my piece of work out on the screen.
And I saw your new
TBR. Mm-hmm.
Right, and I saw the new cover for High Stakes. I like
thank
that.
You.
That cover
thank
is awesome. You know, I like that idea. I know we had talked about that before,
mm-hmm.
about you were thinking about changing that, and I think what you did was a great job in doing that, because what it looks
thank
like
you.
Now, it looks like what it's meant to look for. I mean, not saying that mm-hmm. the first cover didn't, but I think the first cover
right.
gave the wrong conception of what the
yeah.
the wrong impression of what the book was about, and we talked about that.
That's true. They pigeonholed that book, and that's another thing. Authors, and you know, now the new thing is everybody wants to write a book, because you know what, everyone has a story. We all have a story, but
right.
the number one thing that I think we talked about is that you need to research your craft. You need to respect the craft. You need to research the craft, and
right.
ain't nothing like just getting hit and pen to paper. But there is also another thing to where you're well rounded and you know about more than one genre.
Right,
you know,
right,
you
right.
want to expand one day. I mean, but if you want to just write the same thing over and over, that's cool because you've got a fan base, whatever. But you just never know what you might want to do, you know, in another time. It's just always knowing about your craft. Like a singer needs to know about other singers or the
right.
singers that came before them. Rappers need to be well-versed in the different styles and
exactly.
the rappers that came before them. You just should have some sense of something when it comes to the literary game, not just I got this story, I want to just put pen to paper and write this book, because
exactly.
once the book has been written, then what?
That's
you know.
Correct.
Right.
You're absolutely correct. And once the book is written, you need to get out there
and
I said, make that brand. And I agree with you on that, because what I've been doing is I've definitely been writing other genres besides erotica. I've stepped over and I've written a couple of books as my other pseudonym, R.J. Leonard, which I am writing in the paranormal side as well. I'm, you know, trying to branch in the different aspects, and right now I'm writing a book as we speak, matter of fact, called The Peculiar Ones, which is a vampire book, which I know there's a lot of vampire stuff out there, but this book has
mm-hmm.
a twist to it because it's a historical book in the aspect of the slaves coming to the United States and the things that happened to them as they came here. We had some slaves that came here as vampires, And that's what I'm writing. So, we'll definitely get into that later, because it's not about me right now. But those that are out there listening, number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sex and Radio. And I see we have a 951 area code out there. Let me see if you have a question. Do you have a question?
No, this is Imani True. I'm just calling in to support my sister.
Oh,
she...
Hey, how are you, Miss True?
I'm good.
How are you doing?
I'm excellent. I just had to call in and support my girl. You know?
Oh, she's so sweet. I love her. Hey, Imani, I haven't talked to you in forever.
You're so busy, Miss Famous Orphan Lady.
Whatever.
Well, Miss True and I have spoken before, and... you know, she has intrigued me as well with some of her work.
Oh, honey, you have got to have her on here, because Strawberry, Stiletto, and Steam is made for this show, basically.
Really?
Have her. Oh, yeah.
Well, Imani, I have openings for next year, so all you got to do is just tell me which dates you want from February on out.
All right,
and
Nicole,
it's on a Monday. Look at your schedule. Just look at all your Mondays in the rest of the year and see which one you want to come on the show, because you know you're welcome to come on, and I have them for you, 2011. Matter of fact, I got one slot left in January, the 24th, and then anything after that is open to you.
All right, let me hire my partner in crime, and we'll get with you.
And all you got to do is just email me at urbanerotic@gmail.com. That's urbanerotic@gmail.com. Let me know when you want to come on, and we'll get that thing set up, okay?
Sounds good, Mr. Snapper.
All right. You know, I like talking to her anyway, because she's so sexy. So, all right.
Oh, yeah. She's a mess. She is
okay. All right. Well, we definitely like to have people call in and ask questions to our guests, but... we also want to give our guests a chance to kind of talk about, you know, things that they got coming up. So I know you kind of told us that you had some things coming up with your you might have a movie. So, but you're going to wait until 2012 to do that.
Right. I want to wait until 2012. Of course, the budgets, getting the right people on the team, all of that is very important.
Right.
I'm pulling up my nonprofit right now. We have a huge... shindig happening on the 16th. So
yeah, kind of tell us about your nonprofit and its background and how it got started.
The nonprofit is called Purple Wings Organization. You can find it on www.purplewings.org. And again, it's something I've been researching and trying to start up since the year 2005. What happened is I did in my undergrad internship at this place called West Care, the runaway shelter, and I saw the influx of the teen girls coming in, and every time I interviewed them and asked them, you know, what was one of the key factors that kept them in trouble, they would tell me they had nothing to do. They had no mentors. They didn't have anyone in their corner. Their parents were busy, or they were busy working. And so I did my research, and I found out that they didn't have anything as huge as like a Girls Inc. or a place for them, just for them, even a YWCA. I mean, there's a Boys and Girls Club, and there are a few small nonprofits, but nothing that was really, really visible in this city. And that's just something I set out to do, because I believe in if you save a girl, you save a village. It starts with the girls. I do understand boys have issues and problems and stuff, but they had things here in place for boys. And I just found it so odd that in a hyper-sexualized city such as Las Vegas, they didn't have anything for them.
Probably because they don't want to have that for them, because they want them to do those things that you're talking about.
Now,
but, yeah, you're right.
Right.
You're right.
That's true.
Women do need it. And plus there's more women. Let's just be real. Most of the men are dead or in jail or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely want our women to, you know, if they're going to have to step up, since they've been stepping up, you know, they're going to have to know what they're doing. And you doing this is definitely a way to help them. Not only in Vegas, maybe this thing could stretch out across the United States eventually to help them get to where they need to get to so that women can be helped, you know.
Well, that's it, because, I mean, if you don't have anything here to engage your time, you're going to spend time doing other things. I've been saying for the longest that out here, I believe that they, that the powers that be want to dumb down the children. They want to keep the girls as green as possible, to keep them swinging around the poles, slamming drinks in people's hands, and carrying those trays in the casinos, and trekking on down there to Reno to become a member of the brothel. Okay, so my thing is we need to show them another side to Vegas. Some of the young ladies have never even been outside of their area, their zip code. Okay, that's disgusting. They've never been to anything out here, and this city has so much to offer them as far as things of nature, shows, all kinds of stuff. So I got together with a group of very professional women who are dedicated to helping these girls and to save them, and that's my mission next year, is to just really get Purple Wings off the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a good thing, and, you know, if we can help you here with Word of Sexy Radio some kind of way, just let us know, and we'll try to, you know, if nothing else, get the word out, shout it out as we, you know, let people know that it exists down there.
Yes,
so
that's
we'll
what
do
we
that.
Need. Yes, thank
okay.
you.
So now, I know I didn't tell you this before, but do you, and we got about 24 minutes left, do you have, like, maybe a segment or something from your book that you might want to kind of share with us?
Yeah, let me pull something up out of here.
Okay. All right. Well, just go ahead and get you something. And while we're doing that, if anybody has any questions out there, the number is 347-215-8539. And this is Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we have our guest on the show here. And I'm scared to say her name because I keep saying it wrong.
Toshia.
It's Toshia. It sounds so pretty the way she says it rolls off her mouth. But, yeah, so if you got any questions for Ms. Toshia Shaw, please call in so we can get that to her. And then she's going to get a chance to, before the show is over, let people know how they can get her her book, or if they want to get her in for a book signing or something like that, if she's taking any for next year, then she will definitely let that information be known so that you can have that. So are you ready for us now?
Just a moment. I had to pull my book out.
That's okay. We'll give you a couple of more minutes. And like I said, I just enjoy the show. And, you know, just to give you a little chance, when she was here in Kansas City, I mean, like I said, she was such a strong person. And I met some good people during that conference. And next year's conference is going to be in St. Louis. They're going to be doing it there. So I don't know if you're coming back to that one. But I'm definitely going to try to do some traveling next year myself to go to some of these other conferences as well, and maybe that one as well. But whenever you're ready, just let us know. We'll go ahead and get started.
Let's see. I'm trying to do something sexy since we up on this web, on this show.
Well, most of the book's sexy, ain't it?
No, actually, you will be very surprised because it's actually not. It's only maybe one huge sex scene in there that I think had a book reviewer clutching her pearls. She wasn't prepared for the type of sex that was actually in the book. I mean, we are talking about exotic dancers, and, you know, exotic dancers, sometimes they don't have boundaries, if you will. I'm not talking about all, so please don't call up here acting crazy or sending me no emails.
I got you. But, you know, it don't have to be sexy what you read. Whatever you want to read is fine. We just want to hear you read something from your book, and it doesn't have to be sexual.
All right, let's see. I'm just going to go to wherever. Okay.
Okay.
This is from Chapter 11. I'm just pulled something. Felicia went to work at the Gold Club around 9 p.m. on Thursday night. The Gold Club was situated behind a line of palm trees on Tropicana Boulevard. It was one of the oldest adult clubs in Las Vegas, established by a gang of mobsters back in the 1920s. It was large and boasted some of the most beautiful exotic dancers in the city. Felicia took pride in working there, since not many African-American women were employed at this establishment. She went to work at the club that particular night because she needed some extra money. She was trying to stay away from taking men out of the club for a while, trying to erase that horrible night from her mind. She did not want to think or speak of the incident at Ben's. It was something she'd never dreamed that would happen to her. To think she'd had sex with another woman, a menage a trois, she cringed at the memory. Felicia didn't care if Ben paid her $5,000. She was never going to do that kind of thing again. Now the cocaine, well, that was a different story. It did make her feel good. And even though she was no drug addict, she tried it a few more times. But she would never lose control again, like that night at Ben's. So that's just a little bit. I don't know. I can't get used to that.
Oh, that's all right. But you know something? That was, even though that wasn't a real sexy scene you read, it still was an intriguing scene to let us know more about this character, because although people say they won't do certain things, it also lets you know that a substance or something else, you'd be surprised what your price is. You know, it may not be
$500. Everybody have a price.
Everybody do. It may not be $5,000. It might be $6,000. You know what I'm saying? Just depends on what that price is. But we all do. So when people say, I'll never do something, you never know. And that's what these characters we have that we write, we show you that. And that's why it's important to read to see that, you know, these people are like you. Even though they're fictional, these are like you. So, and I appreciate you reading that. That was nice.
Thank you.
Y'all need to get this book, High Stakes.
Oh, they do. Let me tell you, Snap. It's really funny because I've had teachers. And I've had people, you know, who are just kind of in the church or, you know, just Christians, if you will.
Right.
Just get the book on the slide. You've seen them. They slide by the table.
Well, they do the same thing with my books.
Yeah.
You know my books are real, real risque. And they be trying to act like, well, I can't read that. Yeah, but then they turn around and they buy it on the spot. Yeah, they come back. I had some people that was in a certain book club. I'm not going to say their names.
Okay.
But they were trying to say, we don't do that kind of stuff. But then they turn around, they got the book, you know. But anyway, I know what you mean.
But that's okay. It's all good. We understand.
And it's nothing wrong with that. Nobody's judging.
Right. I said, well, let me start bringing some brown paper sacks up in here to start selling this book since you don't want to be seen walking around here with this cover with the three hot girls in the front, you know.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So it's funny go ahead.
No, what I was going to ask you was the new cover you have now is a pair of dice. So what made you come up with that concept? Because I'd love that.
Thank you. Actually, I didn't come up with the concept. I put it in my graphics designer. Aniko, whoop, I have to shout her out. She's on Twitter, at Aniko. She is my graphics designer. I explained to her what I needed. This is my branding now. For all of my books will be kind of patterned after this, you know, this type of style. I wanted my own style. I wanted something that when they pass by the bookshelf or whenever they saw it online, they would say, oh, that's a Tashia Shaw book. That's what I want.
Right. Yeah, and that's what you got to do. There you go again with the brand. So you got to come up with your own concept. And that's what we're talking about here is with those that are listening that are inspiring authors and those who want to get into the game, you know, you have to have something that's different. But you don't want to be in a point where you're like trying to dog everybody else because you're different, if that makes sense. We want you to be successful. I want to be successful, so I'm not going to sit up here and try to dog somebody else who is out here writing, you know. But what gets me is a lot of people that write that dog you or try to put you down are those who haven't even written anything. And, you know, that gets me too, you know, because I'm like, I mean, it takes a lot. I applaud anyone who can sit down and go through with actually finishing a book.
Mm.
And you know, whether they get it published or not, you know, if you sit down and write the book and get it done, you know, that takes a lot. Like you said, it took you a year with the re-going back and redoing the book and, you know, re-editing and changing some things, right? Even though it took you about 6 months to write, you know, the other 6 months was getting it correct so it could be presentable.
But that ain't even as much time. It took years of back and forth. I mean, I didn't even tell. I had a small publishing deal. I had a reputable publisher, if you will, Midwest publisher, who's well known.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to go there, but
they
picked the book up. But because of they had some questionable business tactics, that fell through by the grace of God, because now I'm self-published and started my own little publishing company. And so now my whole goal is to just pump out no more than two good books a year. That's what I want to do, just two books a year, the books that we believe in and the books that we know that people will want to read, not the same old drenched down subject that's being retold and retold, but something new, exciting, and fresh. And that's what it's all about, engaging your reader. So,
I think that's very good. I'm sorry, I'm not meaning to cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very good. And like you said, nothing against those who write urban fiction, but I think when people saw your cover, I think people were thinking that it was an urban fiction book, and I think that wasn't your concept that you were trying to put. You weren't trying to make it just another urban fiction book.
Right, because I like urban fiction. No,
yeah,
well,
urban
my
great.
Thing is, it's risque because the content, we're talking about girls who work in a club in the nightlife. We're talking about drugs. We're talking about sex. Even though that is part of urban fiction, but Las Vegas urban is a little bit different than probably Detroit, Chicago, or even New York urban.
Exactly.
The nightlife for us is a little bit different than what it is out there. So anytime
right.
it doesn't fit into that cookie-cutter mold of America,
right.
they're going to slap it in urban fiction. It don't matter.
Well, yeah, yeah, because
you know,
they want you to be writing about the drug dealer who just got out of jail and he has to get everything back that he lost when he went to jail or that his woman did with the other guy that she went back to. And it, I mean, you know, I'm sorry. But anyway, you know, that's a lot of the story that's out there that you read.
Yeah.
I'm not, like I said, urban fiction authors and everybody, if you're listening, please don't get upset with me. I'm not down in your craft because it's great.
Ooh,
that you're
no.
writing it, and there's an audience for it. I'm
Thank
just not
you.
An urban fiction writer because I didn't live that life. So I can only read
what
you know, I can only write what I know. So
I'm
not saying I'm a big sexual person, but I mean that's a little
yeah,
bit more
okay.
to my area, you know. So
okay, okay.
But yeah,
I wanna shout out Tiffany Warren, author Tiffany Warren. That's the other MILF. I'm a MILF, she's a MILF, she's hot authoress. Always
yes,
I respect
yes,
her.
Yes.
She's heavy
Tiffany
in the game.
Warren.
She
yes,
is awesome.
I had a chance to meet her too.
So. Yeah.
Well, good. I hope so. Is she texting you and letting you know that now?
Yeah, she's right.
Well, tell her to call in. Tell her to
call
in.
Well, she can
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we got about
13
minutes. Yeah, we got about 13. She can call in for a second. We can let her say a few things real fast. You know, she's a great person as well that I got
oh,
a chance
she
to meet.
Is.
And she's doing her thing as well. So, But I'm glad that you were able to come on, and like I said, I've been looking forward to having you. And I know that I thought we were supposed to have you on a little earlier in the year, but
yeah.
for some reason it got kind of messed up or something. Something
yeah.
happened, but that's all right.
That's okay.
And from this point on, if you know, you're welcome to come on the show anytime you like. Matter of fact, like I told the other person, Miss mm-hmm. Amani,
yeah.
you know, you guys can. I have opening spots for next year, so if you want to come back on to talk about your new book or your new stuff that's coming up, you know, you get on my schedule.
Okay,
you know,
awesome.
It's first come,
Thank
first
God.
Serve.
So I know
anybody
fine.
Who wants to get on, you got to get on. You got to. If you don't get here, then guess what? You just snooze, you lose. That's it. But I'm here to help everybody, and I like to do that. And I'll be also writing a lot of authors and asking if they want to come on the show because I do that too. And you know, but I'm trying to give everybody a chance here. The end of this year on up to the first part of next year. I'm already booked for 3 dates in next month, but I'm trying to get that out there so people understand. So because when I start getting them myself, and if you didn't call me and let me know, guess what? Whoever I book is who's going to get on. So, and I believe it or not, a lot of people like to come on Word Sexy Radio, and we do get a little risque on here sometimes. But tonight we have a lady on the show, and we are glad that the lady is being a lady, even though she
oh,
is
yeah,
risque in her books. Anyway, she tries that. She's innocent. No, I'm just playing. No, but she's really good. I'm just happy that I had the opportunity. So what we're going to do, we got about 11 minutes.
Okay.
You can go ahead and kind of do some shout-outs and kind of tell people about your websites and everything and all that stuff. And you can talk about your nonprofit and all that, and then we'll get ready to kind of wrap it up.
Okay, perfect. So people can find me at ToshiaShaw.com. If you're a natural head, maybe a dreadhead, you can find me at ontheroadtoqueendom.blogspot.com. And, of course, you can find all of my work online. All you have to do is Google me, baby. No, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously,
oh,
Google
man.
Me. It will pop up. I'm all over the net, all over the web. But Purple Wings, you can find Purple Wings at purplewings.org. I called it Purple Wings because it means, the WINGS acronym means Women Inspire Noble Girls Successfully. Purple
wow.
is a royal color. And it just spoke to me. I am a survivor. I lost a really good friend to domestic violence. Grew up watching it and experienced it. And so I am a survivor. And this is where all this comes from. So it's just not by chance that all these good things I'm being blessed with, it's my destiny. I had no other choice but to rise.
But you know something, the good thing is that you recognize that. And, you know, a lot of people get fame and they don't recognize it, and they just go and do whatever they think. But it's good that you have the mindset to recognize what it is that it is you're supposed to do, and you stay humble in it. And that's the most important thing I try to do, is to stay humble, even no matter how big you get in this business or anything that you're in, the music business or whatever. The main thing is you want to try to stay as humble as possible so that your blessings can keep coming, and don't forget where you came from, because a lot of people do. So,
I know they do. I ain't going to never change. I'm still goofy, Toshia.
But I love
only
that
thing,
I love
I'm
all
so
that.
I'm so goofy. I'm so naive and green sometimes. I mean, a man could be hitting on me, and I wouldn't even know sometimes. It's just ridiculous.
It happens, because I've seen it happening. But anyway, you know, people... People be trying to talk to you, you be like, okay, whatever, you know. That's
and that
okay.
And could be because I'm spoken for and I ain't looking for. I did experience my first groupie out touring. This actually in Kansas, somebody was trying to slip some paper up under the door, holler at your boy. No.
Oh, I know who the guy is anyway. All right, we'll leave that like
that. No, don't even go. Look, it was more than one piece of paper. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, well, it wasn't me, because I didn't give you
none. No, it wasn't you.
I would have just told you. I wouldn't have slipped no piece of paper. But anyway,
whoever it was
out there, if you listen, she got
you
the paper.
You wrong for but that. I'm sure. Whoever you know you wrong for that. You know you.
Oh,
I ain't rocking or rolling like that. So.
No,
I'm just teasing.
It's all
in fun. This is so fun. It's been a ride this year. It's been this has been the best year. Besides marrying my husband and the birth of my children, this has been the best year of my life.
Right. Well, that's good. That's what it's supposed to be. And you know, even though it's hard work what we do, it should be fun work. It should be something that you like. And, you know, especially when you're an independent publisher and you're doing it that way, you know, and what I like about it is, you know, I can pick how I want my covers to be and all that. When you're with a lot of these other companies, you have no control. It's like you're being pimped, and you sign everything over, and they take the control of everything, and you have nothing. But that's another show. So
that's another show. So I have to come back on that. That's another show.
Yeah, because you know that's just how it is. And I think a lot of those authors that we met that were treating us that way were probably upset because they went through one way, and then we're doing it because of technology another way, and they're kind of jealous or mad because they don't have the power that we have to be able to do these things that we do, and they think, they're not like us. They're not like us because they didn't do this or whatever. But that's not true.
No, not anymore. I mean, did you hear about the merger between Barnes & Noble and, Borders is actively trying to buy out Barnes & Noble. So don't underestimate our power. That's all I got.
Exactly. There you go. And that's why they're allowing us to be able to do the things they're doing with Pubit and all that, because they want to be able to take out these other mainstream publishing companies. And a lot of these authors know their handwriting's on the wall. We've heard that at the convention that they did here when they were talking about it. You know, it's just the way it is. Technology, you don't need a publishing company anymore. You can be your own.
You
once you publish a book, that's it. You are a publisher. You're
a
publishing company. You go forth and you can just do it. I mean, that's just how it is. And I'm glad that I came in the game when I did so that I can be on the ground floor of this thing and run with it. So I tell you, it's great. Yep.
It is.
I try, you know, I really try. And like I said, I try to get on there every day. That Facebook, I tell you, helps
that'll
out.
Kill.
You know, I mean, but it does. It helps you. It helps me to get my brand out there. People know who Red Snapper is, even though they may not have met me because of that. So I tell you, it's great. It's really good.
It is good. And to connect, you can straight away ask fans what they want, what they're looking for, what do they need from you.
Right,
I mean, you don't
have
to wait for the middleman anymore. Remember back then, with the publishing deal, you don't have a voice pretty much.
Right,
they're not giving out, they're not handing out deals, people, like candy. That's not happening with this economy. And they ain't trying to send you a lot of them on tour. You got to be a really big name to get all those perks.
You got to do that on your own anyway, like you said. A lot of that is on your own, and if your book is not doing nothing, they'll drop you. You know, they'll get rid of you. See, a lot of people don't understand that. They will drop you. Mm-hmm. And then you have these books you got to do something with. They'll try to give them back to you. A lot of times people don't understand that when you get these deals and you get this $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 deal, your book's not selling, guess what? You don't get no more money. Plus, you might end up with all those books in 3 years, and you got to pay for them. But anyway, it's just the way it is, and that's the game. So, but like I said, we got about 5 minutes left, and if there's anybody out there still might have a question, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. We have our fabulous Arthur on the show right now, and she's doing such a great job on this interview, and we definitely want to definitely have her back on the show. But I think Miss True is there again. Are you there, Miss True? Because I want you to say one more thing. Are you there, Miss True?
Yes, I am, Mr. Snapper. What's going on?
Listen, I just want you to say something because I like hearing Imani talk. Come on, Imani, bring it. You know, that book she did with the rest of the girls, man, I'm still, hey, I love it.
What's up, Imani? I didn't get a chance to say hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm here. I'm still trudging along.
I know. From what I can tell, you're doing a real good job, too. You're everywhere, lady.
Thank you, sis. Imani knows my humble beginnings.
That's right. Yes. Since we got you on the show, can you give us about 2 minutes of your time to tell us what's going on with you?
Well, right now, Dream and I, my co-author, we're setting up tour for 2011. We're out promoting Strawberry Stilettos and Steam, doing some signings, some meet and greets, and just trying to get out and meet the people and introduce them to our sexy characters. So.
All right. Well, you know, I want to do something with you, too, now. You got to think about me now.
What are we talking about? You know, okay.
I don't know. We're talking about writing a book now. Come on.
Oh, well, you said this is a grown and sick. I don't know.
Well, it is. But I just don't want to get in trouble. You know, I don't want the money to be like, you know, getting me in trouble anyway. Can't afford to get in trouble right now. You know what I'm saying? I know that was a little loud. Sorry. Can't afford to get in trouble, but we got about, like I said, 3 minutes. But I just wanted to get you to kind of tell us a little bit of what you're doing and you know, just how can people get your books?
Oh, well, our books can be found just like Tashia's on the Internet just about everywhere. We're doing we're just starting our road tour in 2011 because we didn't come out till late in the summer. So at our website, trueskymedia.com, ncmpublishing.com, and as soon as Tashia gets back home and gets busy, we're going to have to get together and do something, a late night event or something.
Yeah, because it's so funny. I talked to your publisher, and I explained to her that I had something going on. I really need to talk to you because I want you to be a part of it.
So we are definitely
going to connect.
Put some night events together for the people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I like to have people that come on the show, and they can make deals right here on the show, and it's no problem. I like that.
Nah.
So.
Nah, Tashia got me connected, so I have to thank her for even introducing me to the people that was able to, you know, help me start my climb. So I got to thank you for that, girl. I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime.
You know, we be on board with anything you're doing.
That's great, and we were definitely glad to have you and both of you on the show. We've got about 2 minutes left, so one more time, tell people if they want to get in contact with you how they can do it, and then we'll go ahead and take it from there.
All right, well, you can find me. Oh, Lord, I know I didn't forget Twitter. I mean, that's like one of my biggest things. I've been a tweeter since, early last year. It might even be 2 years. But I started when nothing was popping off, and now everybody's on there. So I am Writing Addict on Twitter. You can find me at www.toshiashaw.com and on Facebook, Toshia Shaw. So.
I know that's right. Well, we thank you for coming on the show, Ms. Toshia Shaw.
Thank you.
We definitely want to have you back again. And we thank all of you out there, the fans who listen to Word Sexy Radio. And we want to continue to wish you a Merry Christmas. We'll be back on again before that time. But happy holidays and happy shopping. And thanks again, Toisha.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. I know I keep saying it wrong. Well, how you say your name again, baby?
Toshia.
All right. Well, we'll be talking to you, okay?
Bye. Thank you.
All right.